Softly Grow the Poppies by Audrey Howard. Read by Carol Boyd. Chapter 1. It was warm. So warm that Rose was tempted to remove her gloves. Her hands, despite the fact that the gloves were made of the finest kid, were sticky with perspiration. But they held the reins firmly, so she clicked her tongue to Sparky and told him, "Get up there, lad!" which he did, for he was fresh so early in the morning. "I don't know," Dolly had said, "why the dickens you have to go to Old Swan at all in this heat. Can't she use plain white to hem that petticoat? Does she have to have that specific shade of cream? After all, no one's going to see it." "Dolly," Rose had said patiently, "you know how particular the girls are. They wouldn't dream of using the wrong colour. Besides which, one of them has begged me to buy her some khaki wool so that she can knit socks for the soldiers. She's walking out with the under-gardener, and he's bound to enlist like all the young men, so I suppose she's thinking of him. And anyway, I feel like having a ride. I want to find out what's happening. The Times is full of war news, and yet nobody seems to know exactly what is to happen next." "Well, you won't find out in Old Swan Chuck, that's for sure. Why don't you take your book down to the summer house and have a read and a rest? This blithering heat's enough to knock the stuffing out of anyone. The gardeners were saying those dahlias need splitting, and you know how fussy you are about which plants go where. So you could tell him what..." "Yes, yes, he told me yesterday. But I feel I must just get this silk, so that they can get on with their sewing. I bet every woman in the country wants to knit something for the troops, and khaki wool will be hard to find." Besides which, she was restless, anxious to discover what was going on in the vicinity of Liverpool with regard to the war that had been declared.